Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a jungle and old school DNB bass slang framework that feels like it was sampled off vinyl, chopped up, and widened but still hits hard in mono. The big idea is simple. We're not chasing movement with just an LFO wobble. We're going to get that sample personality by chopping, resampling, and treating our mid-bass like a printed piece of audio. And we'll do it with a two-layer system that's basically non-negotiable in proper drum and bass. A clean mono sub for the club, and a character mid-layer for rhythm, grit, and width. Alright, set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 175 range. Let's park it at 170. Now create a bass group, and inside it make two MIDI tracks. Name them SUB and Bass Mid. Color code them if you want. It sounds like a tiny thing, but on a jungle project the session gets busy fast, and organization is honestly part of the sound. Let's start with it SUB. This is your anchor. It should sound boring on its own, and unstoppable in the mix. On the SUB track, load operator. Set it to a clean sign. Algorithm A only, oscillator A set to sign. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it's basically a pluck that releases. Then set release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, so the tail doesn't click off. You want it to breathe, but not smear. Now add a saturator. Keep it sub-safe. Soft sine or analog clip works. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. The point is not distortion, it's harmonics. You're giving the sub a little bit of audible body so it reads on more systems. Then trim the output so bypass and engaged are roughly the same volume. Do not loudness bias yourself here. Add EQ 8 next. No high pass. Don't autopilot high pass your sub. If it's boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 250 to 350 Hz, but only if you hear an actual problem. And finally, lock it to mono. Add utility. Set width to 0%. This is your true mono anchor. If this track is wide, everything downstream becomes a guessing game. Quick coach note before we move on. Pick a sub key and commit early. Old school jungle feels tight when the fundamental is predictable. F, F sharp, or G are classic comfortable zones. If your sub is jumping all over the place, the groove can lose that heavy plate feeling. Now the bass MID track. This is the fun one. This layer is where the chopped vinyl character lives. You can use Wavetable or Operator. I'll talk you through Wavetable first, because it's fast and controllable. Load Wavetable. Choose a basic saw or a basic table. Keep unison off for now. We're going to control width later in a more mix-safe way. Add a filter in Wavetable. MS2 or PRD is a nice vibe. Set cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending on how forward you want it. Add a little drive, like 5 to 15%. We're aiming for hardware attitude, not screaming resonance. Now we build the chop. This is the core of the whole framework. Add auto pan. And yes, we're using auto pan as a gate. Set phase to 0 degrees. That's the key move, because now it's not panning left and right. It's acting like volume modulation. Choose a square shape, or close to it. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Start at 1/16 if you want that rolling urgency. 1/8 if you want heavier stepping. Amount around 60 to 100%. Then tweak the offset until it feels like it locks with the break. And here's the teacher tip. If your gate is perfectly on grid and perfectly repeated for 8 bars, it can feel like a plug-in trick. Jungle likes small imperfections. We'll humanize it later with micro timing and resampling, but even now, don't be afraid to nudge the feel slightly. If you want swing, you can try it in two ways. You can add a groove-like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60 to the MIDI clip, or, and this is more authentic to the chopped vinyl idea, you can resample to audio and physically nudge a few hits late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds on just some hits, not all. Keep a couple anchor hits on the grid so the whole thing doesn't turn sloppy. That push-pull is the sauce. Now we add the vinyl-ish character, but without destroying the low end. Remember, this is the mid layer, but it still can mess up the bass group if we let it get too uncontrolled. A good device chain here is your synth, then saturator, then redux, then auto-filter, then echo, then EQ8, then utility. Start with saturator. Drive around 4 to 9 dB. Analog clip or warm-up are both great. Turn on soft clip if needed. Again, we're not trying to turn it into modern Euro. We're trying to make it feel printed, like it went through a sampler or a slightly unhappy mixer. Then redux. This is where it can go wrong fast. So keep it tiny. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 2, subtle. If you push this too far, you don't get jungle, you get fizzy mush. We want edge, not demolition. Add auto filter next. Set a low pass, maybe LP12. You can add just a little envelope movement, or you can map cutoff and automate it per phrase. Think like an engineer writing a filter during a dubplate mix, not like an EDM macro sweep. Now echo for microspace and smear. Set time to 1/16 or 1/8, feedback around 10-25%. And here's the rule. Filter the low end out of the delay. Set the low cut up around 200-400 Hz. Dry/wet around 5-15%. You want a halo and a little blue, not flab. Now, before we widen anything, we need to protect the sub-region. So put EQ8 after the character effects and high-pass the MID layer around 90-140 Hz with a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. You are deliberately removing low fundamentals from this layer, so the widening and modulation don't mess with your mono weight. Now we widen. Add utility. Start with width around 130-170%. If it starts sounding hollow or facey, pull it back. Optionally, add chorus ensemble. This can be ridiculously effective if you keep it slow. Choose chorus or ensemble mode. Rate around 0.15-0.35 Hz. Amount 10-25%. Dry/wet 10-20. If you go fast, it starts sounding modern and effect-y. Slow chorus reads like aged hardware and tape drift. Now do a quick mono check. Put a utility on your bass group. Set width to 0% temporarily. If the bass suddenly disappears or collapses in a bad way, your widening is too facey. Reduce chorus, reduce width, and make sure that high pass on the MID is really doing its job. Here's a great habit. Do a 3-point mono test. First, solo the MID track and set its width to 0. It should still be audible and punchy. Second, listen to the full bass group in mono. The sub should barely change. Third, listen to the full mix through something small and mono, like a phone speaker. The sub will mostly vanish and that's fine. What you're checking is, does the MID still carry the rhythm and attitude? Now we make it chopped vinyl for real, and this is where the lesson becomes authentically old school, resampling and slicing. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the MID track. Arm it. Record 4-8 bars of your MID bass playing with the gate and effects. Now you have audio. And once you have audio, you should mentally switch eras. Stop thinking synth patch, start thinking sample print. Those tiny inconsistencies you might normally fix in jungle, those are often the magic. You've got two great chop workflows. Option 1. Warp and manual chops. Double-click the recorded clip. Turn warp on. Try beats mode with preserve set to transients, around 100. If you want gritty smear, try texture mode, grain size around 10-30. Then go in and split the clip on tasty hits using split and rearrange. Make syncopation. Make it answer the snare. Jungle bass is conversational. Option 2. Slice to a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, or by 1/16 if your gating is consistent. Now you can program your bass like it's a drum pattern, which is extremely on-brand for old-school workflows. And here's a sound design extra if you want the instant sampled vibe. Add a needle dip start transient. On the resampled audio, do a tiny fade-in, like 1-5 milliseconds, so it doesn't click. Then if you want to get fancy, duplicate a tiny piece, high-pass it aggressively around 2-5 kHz, saturate it, and blend it super quietly as a little tick. It mimics stylus grab and makes chops feel less MIDI perfect. Now let's add vinyl noise in a controlled way, so it doesn't wash the groove. Create a new audio track called Vinyl Noise. Drop in a vinyl crackle sample or a noise texture. EQ it so it stays out of the bass. High pass up around 2-5 kHz. Add auto pan, but this time set phase to 180 degrees so it's actual stereo movement. Rate can be slow, like 1/2 note or even 1 bar. Amount 15-30%. Then utility width can go wide, like 150-200%. It's noise. It can live on the sides. Now sidechain it so it ducks under the drums and bass. Put a compressor on the noise track. Enable sidechain. Choose your drum group as the input. Ratio around 3:1-5:1. Fast attack, medium release, and aim for 3-6 dB of gain reduction. Now the vinyl vibe breathes with the groove instead of clouding it. Let's write a jungle credible phrase. Think in call and response. 2 4-bar phrases. Bars 1-4, the call. The sub plays longer notes, maybe just root and fifth. The MID does a consistent 1/16 chop. Keep it simple. Let the break be the star. Bars 5-8, the response. Don't necessarily change notes. Change behavior. automate the gate rate. For example, switch auto pan rate from 1/16 to 1/8 dotted, or kill the gate for 1 bar, so it becomes a sustained mid, then bring the chop back, add a turnaround note at the end of bar 8 to pull you back into bar 1. A super classic arrangement trick, drop the MID layer for half a bar to 1 bar before a transition, keep the sub and drums, then slam the chopped, wide MID back in. Instant impact, no new melody required. Now a few common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. First, widening the sub. Don't. Instant weak low end. Bad club translation. Sub is mono. Second, too much redux or bit crush. You'll lose note definition and it becomes fizzy. Third, gate settings too perfect. Jungle needs variation. Offset, resample, nudge. Fourth, not high passing the MID before widening. That's how you get phase soup. And fifth, delays with low frequencies. Always filter the low end out of echo. If you want to push it darker or heavier, here are a couple upgrades. Try parallel distortion. Duplicate the MID track. Distort it more aggressively. Filter it so it lives mostly in the mids. And blend it in quietly, like 10 to 25%. This keeps weight without nuking the main tone. Or do clip-based automation. Automate auto filter cutoff and auto pan amount per clip, so each phrase has its own personality. And if you want a more stable widen, then just turn width up. Band split the MID using an audio effect rack. Make a low mid chain around 120 to 450 Hz and keep it mostly mono with mild drive. Then a high chain above about 450 Hz where you add chorus, width, maybe extra grit. That way the body stays stable while the air moves.